Today, some 30,000 people will converge in Denver, Colorado for the 5th annual Cannabis Cup, a marijuana festival and trade show. It's the first time the event is being held after legal marijuana sales went into effect January 1st of this year. To learn more about the event, we're joined by Ricardo Baca. He's the editor of the Cannabis blog at the Denver Post. Thanks so much for being with us, Ricardo.
Hey, thank you.
So first off, this is kind of tongue-in-cheek, but the event is happening on April 20th, which is 420. Can you explain the significance, and I use that term loosely, of that particular date?
420 goes back many years when groups of young people would gather, especially in the depths of Prohibition, to smoke weed together at 420 p.m. in the afternoon. They applied that to the calendar at one point and said, hey, we have a holiday. And, of course, it's very intentional that the Cannabis Cup is taking over Denver on that weekend.
So what happens? What kind of activities go down at this festival?
They call it a trade show, and it's all things marijuana, you know. So there is on-site consumption, which is unusual for many of these events, but there's also panels, there's classes, there's even a yoga panel or a yoga class. You know, one of our columnists, our pot and parenting columnist, is going to be on the first panel of the entire cup, and it's titled, Won't Somebody Think About the Children?
I understand there might be a competitive element in the festival as well.
Yes, of course. The Cannabis Cup is one of the most prestigious awards in this weed world. They award first through third places in many, many categories. You know, the raw green, the flower, also edibles, concentrates, waxes, shatters. And, of course, the cup doesn't only happen in Denver. It happens in other cities as well. Seattle, Amsterdam, Los Angeles, San Francisco, but Denver is the biggest cup. So in a way, if you win a first place Cannabis Cup in Denver, that's pretty much as high as you can go.
So is the festival, I wonder, generally embraced by the larger community, or is this still kind of a fringe event?
I think all of marijuana culture is still on the fringe, even in Colorado, where we've had legal medical marijuana since 2000. And because there will be open consumption, open smoking, you know, it's a contentious issue. But yeah, you're right. It is still mostly on the fringe because it's happening on 420 weekend. And if you ask most of America, what is 420? They're not going to know.
Ricardo Baca is the editor of the Denver Post's The Cannabis blog. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.